When he finally got home, he would have a great deal of apologizing to do. It would be especially hard to treat his sons as if they weren't unique and special to him. He missed them. It was the second time in his life that he'd wondered if it was such a fine thing to let sons grow up not knowing who their fathers were. It wasn't fine for him. He simply accepted it as necessary to sustain a society based on merit and ability. Something rustled in the grass nearby and a shadow fell across him. It didn't startle him. If he didn't begin the day by seeking out Prone, Prone would come and find him.
"Come and walk," Prone said. "You told me you wanted to see more artifacts."
Jules got to his feet and stuck out his arm to indicate to the Huragok that he would follow him.
"So, the Forerunners. Tell me how they thought."
"Knowing about someone is not the same as knowing them. I won't be able to give you the data you require."
Jules took a little time to pick his words and followed Prone through the ghost city that still waited for inhabitants who would now never come.
He had an unseen audience, probably. "And what data do you think I require?"
"You still want to know if they were gods. So do some of the others here."
A theological debate could draw out all kinds of detail. Jules remembered extraordinary conversations with Telkam and the monks who followed him, how they performed the most torturous mental gymnastics to make black white and white black, how they could argue perfectly plausibly that a forbidden thing was allowed. All examples of Forerunner technology were sacred relics, and the faithful weren't supposed to defile them by using them. Yet they managed to circumvent this by some elaborate argument that using holy items to defeat blasphemers was acceptable. At first he thought they were trying to fool their gods like some Kegyar contract notary twisting every word and vowel in an agreement. But soon he realized they were simply trying to fool themselves. This was the only way they could live in the world they'd created. This was how they squared what they wanted to believe, needed to believe, with the fact that life, every moment of it, contradicted their faith and threw its impossibility and even its unpleasant pettiness back in their faces. They bent the world into a less confusing shape.
"I refuse to believe that the gods want to make mortals unhappy and torment them. That's what humans do, and humans are very definitely not divine." "I wanted to believe in gods," Jules said, and meant it. "But the gods I was taught to revere didn't seem to like mortals. They seemed to want the prohibition of the most simple acts. If you created the world, all that magnificence, why would you care who walked where, or who pronounced certain words, or who touched stone and metal?"
Prone didn't say anything for a long time. Jules was happy to walk in silence because the conversation had genuinely started him thinking about the stranglehold that the Sanxi'um had placed on the Sangheili with their version of religion. The Forerunners were no myth. They had existed, and left a great deal of evidence. But they feared things that gods needn't have worried about. They feared the Flood, or else they would never have built all this. The buildings were precise and beautiful, the straight lines true and the roads level. But this wasn't a temple. It was a place for people to live. Practical and of this world. The warmth of the sun bounced off those perfect white and silver-gray walls and soothed him. It was like the solid masonry of a keep, a place meant to be lived in.
"They were concerned about dangers," Prone said.
"I can see that."
"There was more to fear than the Flood. They had to leave warnings so that mistakes weren't repeated."
Now things were getting interesting. Jules had to probe carefully. They'd reached a crossroads, a small square with a fountain in the middle. There was no water, but a central column rose from a low basin twice as wide as he was tall, and he could only interpret that as a fountain. He stopped and sat down on the edge.
"Did they believe in gods?"
If Magnuson was monitoring this, then she would think he was simply groping for his inexplicable faith again.
"Is any of this religious in nature?"
No. That was the wrong question.
It assumed too much about Prone's opinion, if he had one. Do you believe the Forerunners were gods?
They created us.
Yes? No?
Gods are defined as eternal. Therefore, gods can't die. Forerunners could exist for very long periods, but they died. Therefore, they were not gods.
Jules knew he could rely on engineers for logic. So, did they believe in gods?
They knew there were those who came long before them.
It wasn't an answer, but it was interesting. He thought of the disappointing revelation that Prone had given him, that the Forerunners were more like humans than Sangeli. Did the Forerunners have castes, like us? Were they warriors, priests, Kadons?
They had warriors. They had several castes. Jules would have happily spent the rest of the day coaxing answers out of Prone. He needed those answers. But what fascinated him was something irrelevant that pricked at his pride, at his very identity. The idea that these near-godlike beings were like humans. Vermin who knew nothing of the Forerunners until the war. Not like the Sangeli who'd revered them and preserved their works. That seemed wrong and deeply unfair.
Stupid. Focus on getting out, not what's fair. Perhaps we have a shared culture. Perhaps we were given that gift instead. Did they have names?
Yes. And some had titles. Librarian. Logician. Didact. Master Builder. Aesthetist.
That didn't sound very Sangeli.
Jules decided to retreat a little and think in terms of where docking facilities would be. They had to be nearby.
He hadn't seen ships landing, and the transports were small vehicles, so materials and personnel were probably brought over a relatively short distance. Prone would know.
Where are you going?
Prone asked. Jules had no plan.
I thought you were going to show me something interesting. What's inside these buildings? More empty rooms and corridors?
Yes.
Show me something that'll help me to know the Forerunners better, like the temples on Sangelius.
They didn't build temples. There are no temples here.
Yes, I know that. I meant things I can learn from. Carvings, writing, the holy symbols.
It's a long way.
I have nothing more pressing to do.